In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with Travis Arp, USMEF Technical Services Manager, who recently conducted educational seminars for meat buyers in the Philippines. Dr. Arp has more details on the objectives behind the seminars.
We were working with both importers of beef and pork products, trying to really essentially expand the scope of cuts that these importers might be interested in. On the beef side, it's a market that does pick up many of the common Asian cuts like short ribs, short plates, but we're trying to expose them to some alternative cuts that they can use, whether that be for food service, retail, further processing, etc. The Philippines has seen a lot of downward pressure on their ability to buy high-quality short ribs, short plates, just simply because those prices in the Asian markets have been high, because they're competing with markets like Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong for those cuts. So we're trying to identify cuts for them that are going to be a bit more comfortable from a price standpoint. On the pork side, we primarily were working with importers of cuts that would go into further processing. And our main objective there was really to expose them to the quality attributes of U.S. pork and why it makes a high quality raw material for further processed products. One, consistency of the specification. Additionally, consistency of pH, consistency of lean points or chemical lean composition. All attributes that really play a role in what makes a high-quality further processed product. And to go along with that, grain-fed U.S. pork, having high-quality flavor, palatability, those are also attributes that we fit into our messaging.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.